field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Now, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bison pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got a nice stacked show for you. Greg Little, rookie wide receiver, will join us. Talk about his big game against Arizona. And it was that. Five-catch game. Nice performance. Caught the ball. That was a big deal. And we're going to get into that with Greg Little. Overcoming the drops and making the big plays. The 76-yard catch, especially that touchdown on the receiving end from Seneca Wallace. We're also going to do what we usually do on Tuesdays. It's Alumni Spotlight Day here. And we visit with Al Bubba Baker. You remember him, of course, defensive end. Spent only that one season, 1987, with the Browns, but has made Northeast Ohio his home. And you know about Bubba's Q, his outstanding barbecue restaurant in Avon. And it's a place that a lot of people have encouraged me to visit, and I have not yet, but I will. I love barbecue, so that's on the list. But we'll talk with Bubba Baker and just go down memory lane with him as we always do. And the other thing we always do on Tuesday, we go inside the numbers. Matt Florjancic does that with us. We break down the numbers for you, looking to the opponent. And, of course, we know that opponent is the Baltimore Ravens, a formidable task that the Browns have on Saturday, on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, Saturday. Christmas Day, Sunday. Have you done your shopping yet? Just want to know. And if you're out and about doing your shopping while you're listening to us, that's a good thing, too. We have a poll question every day that we post on the Browns' official Facebook page. And today's question is, should Jabal Sheard, and this is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, should Jabal Sheard be in consideration for Defensive Rookie of the Year? I think that's an absolute yes, but we're asking you just to break it down. It's tougher when you're on a team that's only won four games to get that kind of league-wide recognition, but he has been special this year. Many of you already voting on that. We will give you the tabulation at the end of the show. Also, take your questions from Facebook on the Browns official Facebook page, of course. Where else would we get it from on the official Facebook? We take it on Twitter page, the Twitter page as well. But Rob asks, what do you expect from the final two games? Rob, I expect competitiveness. I expect high effort. And I saw that at Arizona, and I expect nothing less from these divisional games. These are tougher, much tougher opponents. And if I see anything less than that, I will be very disappointed from this team. I think you have to close strong. Lots of unsettled situations going forward, positions and whatnot to battle. And make it clear, make your statement to Pat Shurmur, to this regime, to Mike Holmgren, to Tom Heckert. Are you part of this or are you not? Your effort will say that. And Gregory asks, do you think the Ravens will be a worse team this time around because they're at home and coming off of a loss? Unfortunately, Gregory, no. 7-0 at home is the Ravens' record. They're good at home, and I think they're a mad football team after getting pounded by the Chargers. All right, in a couple of minutes, we have a conversation coming up with Greg Little, rookie wide receiver for the Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District. Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
This is Jim Swayze. As shopping time gets shorter and with less time to finish and less holiday green in my wallet, Half Price Books is the one place I can hurry to find the coolest things that will wow anyone on my list. And I always forget someone. Half Price Books is a holiday treasure chest of amazing and unusual gifts for everyone. From kids to grandparents to your boss. Hey, that can be a tough one, but easily solved. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby. CDs, movies, lots of friendly folks to help, and almost everything's half price or less. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets your own jolly self a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books today and get your last minute shopping wrapped up, because Half Price Books has presents of mine in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Jennings Freeway southbound slow from 90 to 480, 90 eastbound back in West 41st to the Interbelt North Ramp. 77 southbound slowing down as you go from 90 to 490 and 480 to Pleasant Valley. 271 southbound slowing down as you go from 480 to Route 82. You're back in 40 eastbound Broadway to Miles. 40 westbound slow west 130th to 237. 71 southbound backing it up west 150th to Route 82. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Dina Talley, Dave Dina Talley for the rest of us, our producer. Love bringing in Jimi Hendrix tunes. He knows I love it, and he always does it right. Appreciate that, Dino. All right, you're back with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. Of course, EA Sports is in the game. And this segment is driven by none other than Liberty Ford.
Very pleased to welcome to the show right now Browns wide receiver Greg Little. Greg, welcome.
Thanks for having me, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and thanks for taking a little time today to join us. Greg, first I want to start with your performance against Arizona. Obviously a big game for you. And you know, I know the term breakthrough or breakout is a little overused, but it had that feeling of like the kind of game, and I know you've had some very good moments throughout this season, but that seemed like one where it was a complete game for you.
Yeah, it was definitely one where I put it all together and was able to be very productive as far as receiving and as well as a blocker as well, and was able to extend some run plays as well, and definitely just being alert and just playing with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, five catches, 131 yards, and of course that 76-yard touchdown, which essentially came on a broken play. Walk me through what happened there between you and Seneca Wallace.
Well, essentially, you know, the play was for me to break across the middle at 10 yards. And the guy over top of me came on a blitz. So we're taught to just turn and look at the quarterback, but still continue on in your route if he doesn't give you the ball. And I broke across, but I noticed Seneca was scrambling to the right. So I reversed field, but still headed up towards the touchdown. And he was able to lead me and was able to take it in.
And, yeah, and I think the beauty of a play like that is that you're catching it in stride, and I noticed just how you positioned your hands and then took your whole motion toward, and I guess the instant you turned, you knew you were gone, right?
Yeah, I knew without a doubt that I had it. And, and I just had one guy trailing me, and after, I made him miss, I just was just overjoyed, man.
Yeah, no, it had to be a great feeling. And again, as a rookie, to have these moments, I'm sure make it even all the more special. And this, you've also been a guy who's experienced some trials and tribulations with regard to the drop passes. And you put, it looked like, obviously, in this game, you put that aside and were focused and concentrating and making those plays. But how hard had that been? Let's take it back to when you were going through this stretch of games where balls were being dropped. How much was that kind of preying on your mind, and you were dealing with that?
Not at all, man. I think once you kind of let those things, get in your mind and you kind of question your own ability, that's when you start to develop a problem. And as long as you keep the confidence in doing what got you to the NFL and doing the things that that you did earlier on in the season, you'll be okay. I mean, of course you want to catch more balls, you want to do more ball drills, you want to do things to kind of just work on those certain things, but you never want to question your own ability.
And you were doing that, right? The ball drills, the extra work. What was the process like? Are we talking like after practice, before practice?
Even before, I was having the little ordeal with the drops, I was just always would come out to practice early and stay late and, get with Colt and try to run some more routes to make sure we were on top of things and just trying to just perfect my craft in any way I could.
And how much of a role did, first of all, any other teammates have in helping you with this? Not that this team has an abundance of veterans to kind of help out a young guy like you. It's a young football team. But did anyone on the player side get involved and just try to help you through it?
Yeah, I mean, it was never really a big thing because they knew what I had displayed in practice and in camp. So nobody really got on me at all. But Mo just said something just very brief. It's kind of like missing free throws, man. Don't worry about it. I mean, you're essentially, quote unquote, a great free throw shooter, a great pass catcher. You just got to catch it. That was the thing.
And Coach Mike Wilson also, not just to the point of drops or catches, but guiding you right along, what have been some of the key lessons you've picked up through your first year with a guy, again, who has the credentials of being a former NFL player and certainly is going to spend a lot of his coaching time, spend a lot of that time with a rookie?
He's definitely been a big help, man, a guy that I can come to and talk about the business of football. And definitely as a player, he tells me things that I should do, things I should work on, different techniques, and this definitely how the game has evolved, and using that to make me a better player as well.
Browns rookie wide receiver Greg Little joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Greg, you brought that up about the business of football and learning all that you have to try to learn about being an NFL player. What has been the biggest lesson, maybe the biggest surprise? What struck you, say, through this first season?
You're never going to be just running gapingly wide open downfield. If you can remember to the play where Mo earlier on in the Cardinals game,
yeah,
caught a deep one against the Patrick Peterson. It was still, even though the ball was completed further downfield, it was still tight coverage, and that's what is considered open. So I think that's very, very, you know, eye-popping to me, because I always would, in college, if you were caught a ball downfield, you were wide open. So,
yeah, and so those moments, those windows are very tight, and you just, you're learning that that's your window is,
right,
is tight, and you work with it.
Yep.
And in terms of, for your case, you converted from running back, you've had that experience of running back, and really a brief time as a collegiate wide receiver. So those elements, I know, are always brought up in terms of, well, he's got to go through that learning curve. Do you feel you're beyond that as we head into now the week 16 of the season?
Yeah, to a certain degree. I never feel like you can learn. You're never done learning. I learn how to do things in game is where I learn the most, because it's a full speed, it's full contact. So that's where I learn the most from, and I understand that, the way guys play me, oftentimes I'm going to get the repeat of that until I beat that look or that technique. So.
Sure.
It's never really over and done with thing that you can never learn.
How much of an adjustment was it to catch the rock from Seneca on Sunday compared to what you had been doing most of your season and from training camp on from Colt?
None at all, man. They're both really great quarterbacks. They're both really great leaders. Of course, the obvious thing is Colt is a lot younger than Seneca, and Seneca has played in this offense for, 7 or 8 years now. So his comfortability is a little bit more relaxed than Colt, I would say. But as far as making plays and a skill set, I think they're very compatible in that aspect.
And are they guys who challenge you? In other words, if it's a wrong route, a drop or whatever,
yeah,
make darn sure that, hey, get this right or you're not going to see the ball next time. Do you ever get those kinds of conversations from either one?
No. They're very hands-on, but they want you to succeed, and oftentimes they need us as wide receivers, as running backs, as tight ends to help them out. Even though it may be a bad ball, go grab it or go disrupt it so it's not an interception. Or, when they throw a perfect ball and it's a catch, make somebody miss, extend that. So
a few games ago, of course, the Browns played the Ravens, 24-10 loss, really a game that left everybody with a very bad feeling because it was a beatdown in Cleveland. Now you get to face them in Baltimore on Saturday. What is the mindset on this rematch, especially based on what took place when you guys last met?
Well, I don't really feel as if the score reflected how close the game actually could have been. We were very tight in the red zone when the score was 7-3, or it was just 10-0. It may have been 10-0, and we were just only got a field goal out of it, and we were inside the five, I want to say, and then up until that point we're only down a score, and they get a special teams touchdown, so it's not really like they pounded it out or, they just got a big play in that aspect. So the game's, 17 to 3. And with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, I also feel like we're only down two touchdowns. So I feel like we can, with a play on special teams or a play on defense and a touchdown on offense, we're in the game. And then, we had too many three and outs, and we let the guy get open in the running game. I just feel like, the score didn't really reflect how close of a game it could have been.
So in terms of approaching it this time around, what do you gauge your mindset and whatever you can, as best you can in the locker room, just on this challenge and how I know you guys want. The bottom line is you want to finish the season strong, but they're a contending team and they're in that division and it's not an easy chore no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know what to expect this time. We know we got to stop the runner and we got to be able to run the ball and. As receivers, we got to be able to break tackles and extend the reception. So I think we're very well in getting prepared and to play. And, we can only, rally around the guys in the locker room. And we're definitely not throwing a towel in. It's going to be a battle.
And you sense with Seneca now in there again that there's a little bit. There was a spark. There was a momentum that you seem to have in that Arizona game. You think that can carry over?
Yes, I do. I do. That's one of the things Seneca said that, he commended us a lot on the effort, and on the way we came out and on the way to trying to battle to win. We never. Let go or back down, but this league is all about playmakers, guys that make plays when it counts. So that's what it is. That's what the ball's at right now.
Great, Greg. Thank you so much. Good luck on Saturday, we look forward to talking with you again.
All right, thanks.
Browns rookie wide receiver Greg Little joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Everything from automobiles to ATVs, homes to apartments, businesses to life. American Family can protect it. And this personalized coverage all comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance is a special deal for forward thinkers. Switch your auto insurance to American Family and you could save some real money with our new discounts. Now that's something bright to think about. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Savings may vary. See your agent for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Did you know that you can get a wireless Alarm Force home security system even if you don't have a home phone line? So call us today and know that even without a landline, you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your home and family are protected by the most trusted name in home security, Alarm Force.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and I heard a disturbing stat when talking with my friends over at Gillingham Ford. Did you know that only one out of every 10 F-150s has another Ford parked in the garage next to it? Well, the staff at Gillingham Ford is determined to take back the American garage one household at a time. Ford's world-class commitment to car and SUV products like the Fiesta, Focus, Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer will give us a chance to send a little message to those pesky imports. You could take our, well, you could threaten our freedom, but you mess with our garages, and it's on. Here's how we're going to do it, too. 2012 Fusion lease, $199 a month. Now, this includes Power Moon reverse sensing system, 30-plus miles per gallon, blind spot monitoring, and more. Go today, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, to Gillingham Ford, between Ridge and Tiedemann, or call them at 216-398-1300. Set up your appointment, or go online, bobgillinghamford.com, and now, get your garage back with Gillingham Ford.
Hi, this is Scott Fujita. On behalf of all of us here at the Browns, here's wishing you and yours a safe and very happy holiday season. Go Browns.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And this is always a favorite segment that we do each Tuesday. We get together with a former Browns player and take a little walk down memory lane. And this guy, well-known within the Northeast Ohio community and well-known around the NFL as a great player and a great personality, Al Bubba Baker. Al, welcome to the show.
Hey, Big, how's it?
It's going great, my friend. And again, thank you for taking a little time to join us. And, Al, you know, it's interesting. The place I really want to start with you is this, your career, illustrious career, going back to the Detroit Lions when you broke into the league in 1978. And you had two stints, of course, with the Browns, 87 and then 89 through 90. So it's the only of your the teams that you were a part of, Detroit, St. Louis, Minnesota, the other one. So of these four teams, twice with the Browns. And I guess besides opportunity, the fact that you've settled here, have a successful business here going with Bubba's Q in Avon, it just gives me a sense that your connection with Cleveland, with Northeast Ohio, something very special, even though I'm sure you were, you know, you felt you were in special places in those other communities you played in.
Well, I don't think you could have hit it any more on the head. I guess the one correction was I didn't stay in Detroit or stay in, at the time, which is kind of a trivia question, St. Louis for the Cardinals, which is now the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
Boy, I'm dating myself, huh?
A little bit.
The special place is the place where you call home.
Right.
Remember that movie, The Wizard of Oz, you know?
I do.
And it's so dear to us. And Cleveland.
I can't picture you in Ruby's shoes.
Oh, man. I click my shoes together every morning. No. And the dress, huh?
No. What you do in the privacy of your home? No. Okay. Go ahead.
Me and Marv Albert. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was bad on my part.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have taken you down
started,
that road.
You
I started.
It's my
fault. Marv's doing the game. Marv's doing the game Sunday, by the way, with Rich Gannon. But proceed.
Yeah, yeah. See, you got to know all those hits I took to the head. I mean, I was going to take advantage of that. But anyway, to get us back on track.
Yes.
I think staying in Cleveland has been the best decision I've ever made. And you know, when we were young men, there was a lot of decisions that we'd like to forget. This is one that every day that I wake up, I get up about 4:30 and I go through my routine and I get to the Y.
Right.
And regardless of what the weather is, regardless of what my challenges are, I know that I made the right place home, where there's more going on in maybe New York or Detroit or L.A. This is a place that was cut out just for me. It's family friendly, and that's what the thing that I always wanted. I wanted to have a family, and now my children are grown. And Sabrina and I live in Avon together, and we are empty nesters. In fact, I'm sitting in what used to be my 21-year-old son's room. I turned it into an office so he wouldn't come back.
That's one way to keep him off scholarship, so to speak, right?
I gave him his furniture, and I brought in office furniture. And,
nice.
Yeah, there's just, you know, every time he comes here, he goes like, there's absolutely nowhere for me to sleep. I'm like, you can sleep in my office chair.
That was the idea. Al, now let me ask you this. In your career, obviously so many great things to talk about, and we won't even have time to cover it all. But, you know, the thing that stands out to me in all the years I covered the NFL, and I just had started actually covering the league in Philadelphia when you broke in with the Lions, and I distinctly remember how special you were as a pass rusher, and I don't believe – they were even keeping like the sack stat as you know, diligently as they do now. But I want to say there was something like, you know, you had an amazing number early in your career in the 20s, 23, something like that. You were just you were a sack machine, and I know you had 5 in that one game against Tampa Bay, defensive rookie of the year, 5 Pro Bowls. But when this all started in that sort of in that era in that time. What was, as you watch the game now, and we see so many dynamic pass rushers and so many through the years, the Bruce Smiths, the Michael Strahans who have played and retired, but what's same or different when we take it back to your time and a guy who was really specialized? You were like that. I know people talk about Deacon Jones as the guy that off the edge, you know, making the plays like that. But you really were glamorized and kind of glorified that sacking role quite a bit back then.
Well, I appreciate that, Vic. The truth of the matter was, as I watched the Cleveland Browns, and to use them as a comparison, this team has the ability to do that same thing. It wasn't just me. It was the fact that I played for a guy named Floyd Peters, and Floyd had a tremendous understanding, having played the game. He understood that when you ran two-man and three-man games, like where the tackle goes first and the end comes around,
right.
It wasn't that was necessarily going to get you there, but what it did was it gave the offensive lineman something else to think about other than pushing you by the quarterback play after play after play. And the thing that Floyd always referred to was he talked about pass rushing was an art. And it is.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with how fast you run the 40. It has nothing to do with how fast you bench press. Because otherwise, we go get Usain Bolt and put him in the NFL and put him at defensive end.
Right.
If it was strength, we'd go get one of the Ukrainian power lifters and make them pass rushes.
Right.
It's an art, and it's like judo, it's like karate, it's like anything else. After you learn the intricacies to it, then you realize the benefits of it. And just like this weekend, one sack as Arizona was driving down the field, and you put them in two second down and 19 yards, unsurmountable yards, and Floyd taught us that. He taught us the importance of it. And the other thing that he did not settle for anything less than getting to the quarterback. And that's the thing that I don't see here or in today's game. I might see a Julius Peppers, I might see a Andre Ware, but you don't see people who understand how to put together that whole unit.
Right.
That works. Remember the sack exchange?
Yeah. Mark Gastineau, right? Martin Lyons. I see what you're saying. Yeah, the team effort of it all. Let me ask you this though, since you brought up the Browns, and we're visiting with Al Bubba Baker, former Browns standout defensive end. Jabal Sheard, the rookie who has been from Pitt, who's really been sensational. In fact, it's our poll question today about whether he's got to be in consideration for Rookie of the Year. Your take on his season?
I think he's had a phenomenal year. And I think if they would just incorporate, like I said, a couple of two-man games, a couple of three-man games, and what that does for a tackle, he thinks you may be going inside or you may be going outside. And then when you apply your speed rush, it becomes more of a smoke and mirror type thing. This guy doesn't know what you're going to do. And then after all that, once you start moving one direction and the other direction and taking the inside and slashing and running games on second down and 7 or more, Now, when you actually run up the field, that guy opens up his base a lot wider, and that opens you up to power rush him, to run him over.
Okay.
And that's all I'd like to see them do. I'd like to see them incorporate on first and 10, you know, a game.
Yeah.
And even if it is a run play, you're going to blow it up. You're going to have people in the backfield. I think they have the talent to be very good. One play in particular stood out to me last weekend, and that was where Phil Taylor, he shucked off the guard, he got his hands on him, he pushed him down, and he made a tackle out on the perimeter, outside the numbers.
Right.
That's a big man to make those kinds of plays.
Yeah.
So they have the personnel.
Yeah. Al, let me ask you this. As a former prominent Lion, 78-82 on that team, your first team in the league, your take on Ndamukong Suh?
Young, you know. I mean, don't forget, you know, I'm the infamous guy who poked somebody in the eye and got caught. So part of growing into the NFL, when you become Rookie of the Year, and I can relate to that, you become a target. You have to know how to handle that, because if you understand who you are, then you'll understand that, yeah, I'm going to get mine, but I'm not going to get them the way I got them last year. I'm going to have to rely on my teammates, and I may have to play the decoy for the better part of a game, but you can count on it. If you keep coming, you'll get your numbers.
Right.
And I can tell you, the worst thing that happens to a young man, we call it sophomore jinx. That's what I had. It took me 4 games before I got my first sack my second year, and I wound up with 18. Floyd always taught us this. When they come in bunches.
Right. Right, we saw that last night. Yeah.
So is he a dirty guy? No, he's a target, and he plays hard, and he just has to learn like I had to learn and everybody had to learn. You don't necessarily have to get the last word. Let your play speak for you.
That is such good advice and great wisdom. And all's going great with the restaurant, Bubba's Q, and in your catering business, all that good stuff in Avon?
Yeah, you know what? That's one of the reasons I'm so grateful. This Avon Lake, Westlake, Sheffield, my surrounding communities, Bay Village, Rocky River, they have supported us. And every day that I drive to the Y in Avon and then on my way to work, I am just so grateful. I'm so thankful. Vic, I recently took a trip to Israel. And I think us as Americans, we have to really be thankful for the liberties that we have, how we can drive from Cleveland to maybe Disneyland, and there's no checkpoints.
Right.
There's nobody shooting missiles at us.
Wow.
There's nobody to come on the bus and check us out with an AK-47. It is just amazing how well we live here in this country. And I'm serious. I got back here on the 15th, and the first thing I did was kiss the ground. And, my wife says, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just so happy to be home. I said, I've learned a tremendous amount about the Holy Land, I said, but boy, one thing that it taught me is how well we live in America, and we just, sometimes we take that for granted. So I love this place.
Beautiful perspective. Could really talk with you for much, much longer, but I love this visit, and I do thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
And I encourage everybody to go out to your place. I will be out there soon myself. We'll call you beforehand, but looking forward to it. And all the best for the holidays and New Year for you and your family.
Hey, I want to leave our guest with one thing.
Go ahead.
Be patient with this team. This is a young team, and they had no OTAs this year.
Right.
Wait till they get a chance to learn what they're doing. You're going to be impressed. I believe that.
Good stuff. Al, thank you so much, my friend, and we'll talk down the line.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. That is Al Bubba Baker. Great stuff. Former Browns defensive end joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to take you inside the numbers next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Your year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has hundreds of pre-owned vehicles in stock now, less than 10 grand. That's right, $14,000, $13,000, $12,000 vehicles, all priced under 10 grand. Visit LibertyFord.com for pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing, all makes and models. Rates as low as 1.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Binsolan, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
Waker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Calling all Browns fans. You're only a road trip away from America's premier sports museum and showplace. No season is complete without a trip to the mecca of all that is football, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Celebrate pro football's history, the legends that have played the game, and the NFL's most recent stars and record-breaking moments. Plus, save money with your Cleveland Browns game ticket. Show your ticket at the box office window and save on admission. For details, visit profootballhof.com.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
So why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
We thank you for spending this portion of your Tuesday with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, and also brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, 2012 season tickets make a great holiday gift. Place your deposits now for 2012 season tickets and receive your choice of a Cleveland Browns ornament or a Browns winter hat, along with a holiday certificate to present to your favorite Browns fan. For more information on how you can place your 2012 deposits today, call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this Inside the Numbers segment, which we give you every Tuesday, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We go inside the numbers on Tuesdays, and helping us to do that is our own Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. Good to be back.
Great to have you. And, of course, this Ravens team, which the Browns will be seeing for the second time this season on Saturday, when you look at the top-line numbers, they speak to a team that is every bit as dominant as the one the Browns saw in Week 13 in that 24-10 win that they had over the Browns. And still strong, despite the fact that they got pounded last week by San Diego.
Yeah, they took it on the chin big time. 34-14 loss in San Diego. Never a good way to welcome a Ravens team to Cleveland after a loss like that. But this team is still 10-4. They're tied with the Steelers atop the AFC North Division. They're fighting for a home game in the playoffs, potentially more than that. So they're going to be amped up and ready to go come Saturday afternoon at M&T Bank Stadium.
And, Matt, the thing we always say about this Ravens team, and it's as true now as it's it has ever been, is that they're driven by their defense. They're driven by that defensive front, and they get a little stronger, actually, than they were
back in Week 13 at Cleveland Browns Stadium. They'll be a little stronger down in Baltimore because Ray Lewis is back in the lineup from that foot injury.
Yeah, their leader's back, and anytime Ray Lewis is on the field, he brings an emotional spark and a physical presence. He was their leading tackler against the San Diego Chargers, had 10 stops, and played well at times, not as well as he would have liked because the Ravens didn't get the win, but still, you know, when anytime 52's on the field, you have to account for him. You have to know where he's at all times, and you could say that about players at all three levels of their defense. It's not just something that Ray Lewis is getting the attention for. It's guys like Ed Reed. It's guys like Haloti Ngata. It's guys that Ray Lewis make better that you need to pay attention to.
And it's still all about the pressure that they bring, right? I mean, whatever they're going to do in the secondary, whatever they're going to do at any level of their defense does start with that ability to bring pressure on the quarterback.
And they've done a very good job of that this year. Despite the fact that they did not get a sack against Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers, this Ravens team still has 45 sacks for 281 lost yards through the first 14 games of the season. They're going to be a little bit more angry because of that performance in San Diego. The way that they played on third down was not exactly what they wanted. 6 of 10. Allowed to the Chargers. They were out. The Ravens were outgained 270 through 209 through the air and 145 to 89 on the ground. So they're going to be amped up and ready to go. But like you said, they take their keys from their pass rush, and that's why they've been successful for the long haul.
And I like you broke it down by quarters here about the way they're scoring versus their opponents. Some interesting trends through here. Walk me through that.
Well, you're looking at the Baltimore team that plays in the second half. They play particularly better. 75 to 57 in the third quarter. They've outscored opponents 88 to 53 in the fourth quarter. That's your money quarter. That's when you want to be at your best, both offensively and defensively. And they've done it. It's their second most productive offensive quarter, and by far their most productive defensive quarter in terms of points allowed.
And, you know, to counter that, of course, the Browns need every bit the offense that they had that produced two touchdowns last Sunday in Arizona. But it started for the Browns. I mean, we a lot of talk about the fact that Seneca Wallace was in there at quarterback and brought some spark. But really, the running game was cranking, and Peyton Hillis getting 99 yards in that touchdown run. And Hillis does have a history of success against the Ravens. Even if it's not that long a history, there's a history.
You're the first back in Browns history to go for 100-plus yards against the Baltimore Ravens. That's some history with that team. And believe me, they didn't know who Peyton Hillis was before that game, but every single player on the Ravens roster to a man said that they would remember from that day forward who Peyton Hillis was. He ran for 144 yards and one touchdown on 22 carries. Had 7 receptions out of the backfield last September in that 7-point loss in Baltimore. The second time around, though, the Ravens did a number on them, held them to 35 yards on 12 attempts. This year, first time around, 12 attempts again for Hillis, a little bit better, 45 yards. Still, though, he needs to get that production up there against that Baltimore Ravens defense to show them that he's for real against that defense, and they need to account for him.
And Seneca Wallace did a good job of taking care of the football other than the fumble. I mean, as far as interceptions were concerned, he did have the fumble deep in Arizona territory. But when it comes to keeping the ball out of opponents' hands, not an easy chore against this Ravens defense, and especially this secondary.
Yeah, you don't want to try and test the secondary because they'll answer the bell at any given time. They've forced 14 interceptions this year. Ed Reed has 3. Ladarius Webb has a team-leading 4 interceptions. He's taken 173 yards back to the house for a touchdown. They can play the game of football, and they can make you look very bad very quickly.
Not much in the way of when we look at the offensive side of the ball beyond Ray Rice, and we know the story of what he did, the 204 rushing yards he had against the Browns. But beyond that, their passing attack, Joe Flacco, has left a little something to be desired.
Yeah, and that's kind of odd because Flacco, you know, he showed some talent and he showed why the Ravens wanted him so badly at times, but then in other times he's really not played as well as they've expected. He's completed 286 of 499 attempts for 3,348 yards, which is a lot of yards off of those completions. But the 17 touchdowns is good. The 11 interceptions is a little bit higher than they would have liked. They want they probably want in the range of maybe 4 or 5 interceptions versus 11. He's doubled that. He's only completed 57% of his passes, averages less than 7 yards per passing attempt, and carries an 80 quarterback rating. This is not what they've expected out of Joe Flacco, being the fact that he's been in the league now for a number of years.
And when you look at special teams, and of course, the Browns, it just seems by the week, you have somebody very dangerous, Patrick Peterson last week, and it doesn't get any easier Saturday against Ladarius Webb. He had the punt return for a touchdown against the Browns in week 13, so they still have to be conscious about keeping him under wraps if they can on Saturday.
Well, by and large, the Browns did a good job against Patrick Peterson, except for that last one, so it goes to show you that you can play well on 4 attempts, mess up on the 5th, and still be in a bad way. You have to play well every time you punt the football, whether it's to Patrick Peterson, whether it's to Webb. You have to find a way to swarm to that returner and not let him get an inch of space, because once you give a guy that has that kind of speed and that kind of shiftiness, just even the most minute little bit of a space,
right,
he can take it to the house.
Great stuff, Matt. As always, we will catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good, Vic. Have a good one.
All right. That is Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, breaking down the numbers for us as he does every Tuesday on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Your year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more vehicles in stock than ever before, with thousands on sale to choose from, like the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Fusion, or lease the fuel-efficient Ford Focus for just $169 a month. That's right, lease the Focus for only $169 a month. Hurry in now to get the best savings of the year at Liberty Ford. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Dreading winter, scraping ice off your windows, sliding into that cold car seat? You won't have to if you get a remote starter at Z-Mart. Now save $50. Out-the-door pricing. No ups, no extras, no hidden fees. Visit Z-Mart.com for the store nearest you.
Get cash at Getco, where their ATMs are now surcharge-free. That's right. Now you can withdraw cash at Getco ATMs without paying surcharge fees. Get in, get out with surcharge-free ATMs at Getco. Certain restrictions apply. Your bank may charge a fee for transactions.
The only thing better than getting what you wished for is getting more than you wished for. Announcing the Lincoln Wishlist event. Get the season's most attractive offer and 4 years of complimentary maintenance on a Lincoln MKX. If you think you have to give up fuel economy for power, think again, because the Lincoln MKX Luxury Crossover has best-in-class standard horsepower and fuel economy. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And exclusive intuitive technology that connects you with your car like never before. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Get more than you wished for. See your Lincoln dealer or go to Lincoln.com for complete offers and for all the reasons why you should put Lincoln MKX on your wish list. Class is non-hybrid luxury midsize utilities versus 2011-2012 competitors. EPA estimated 19-city, 26-highway MPG. Coverage includes a maximum of 8 regularly scheduled maintenance services. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and time to deliver. our daily poll question results. It's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The daily poll question on the Browns official Facebook page: should Jabal Sheard be in consideration for Defensive Rookie of the Year? Many of you voted. 90% of you said yes. A comment from Kyle: considering when you go down the list of DEs in the AFC to the and on the Pro Bowl ballot and see what kind of year he's having compared to everyone else, yes. And he should make the Pro Bowl, too. And Tuesday is when we like to go around the community to see what the Cleveland Browns are up to. And helping us with that, as she always does, is Renee Harvey, the Browns Director of Community Outreach. Talking with you tonight, Renee, from the Holiday Extravaganza. Let's fill people in about that.
Sure. We're at Cadell Rec Center, and we are here working with about 150 kids representing each and every one of the City of Cleveland Parks and Rec departments throughout the city, and treating them to a special night on behalf of several of our players who've volunteered their time. Many of them have contributed financially. DeCole Jackson, Sheldon Brown, and then Ben Watson, Mike Adams are out here. And the kids each get a raffle ticket when they come in, and they come into just this amazing display of gifts and prizes. And when their raffle ticket is pulled, they get to come pick anything that they want up on the bleachers. And so these kids get so amped up, and it's underway right now, and I'm surprised you can't hear the screams in the background. They're just having a blast right now.
Oh, that's great to hear. And speaking of people getting, or kids getting, kind of anything they want, Shop with a Pro was held Monday night. The Eric Steinbach ARK Foundation having some teammates to host that at Dick's Sporting Goods. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, he was joined by about 14 of his teammates, a good representation. And you know, it's an annual event for Eric and his foundation, the Acts of Random Kindness. And they provided each of the 50 kids from Beechbrook, which is a local organization that works with teens and troubled children that need help through the foster care program and adoption services, but treating them to a special night where they can really kind of walk around and pick what they want and feel really special for the holidays. You know, we want so many of these kids who might be forgotten. We want them to definitely feel special during the holidays, and Eric has done such an amazing job and in support of those children and in that event over the years.
Another great program, Renee, Adopt a Family, in partnering with the Littlest Heroes, having members of the Browns Women's Organization take a lead role in this.
Yeah, this is a program that really flies under the radar, because this is one that we don't typically, you know, media is not involved, any of that type of thing, but it's a very strong program. And so we've had actually 19 families have been adopted through members of our Browns Women's Organization, their spouses. So that's typically, you know, our players and their families, our coaches, our some of our football support staff, and they're supporting kids from Littlest Heroes, as you mentioned, and their families who have a child in their family that's been diagnosed with a form of cancer. So, you know, with the medical bills stacking up, oftentimes those families really fall behind and can't really make ends meet. And so the families have adopted them, and they do such an amazing job and really treat the entire family and help them during a very difficult time.
Great stuff, Renee. As always, have fun at the Holiday Extravaganza, and we'll talk with you again.
Will do. Thanks so much.
To our Facebook mailbag, Jeremy asks, do you see Greg Little being a promising wide receiver for this team? I do, Jeremy. The talent's there. I'm not going to say one game where he doesn't drop a ball is a game that means he's never going to drop one again. It's nice to see that type of performance, because you can catapult from that. A player can grow upon that, and he showed a lot, especially the adjustments made, as we talked about in the interview with Seneca on the broken play on the 76-yard touchdown. Scott asks, how do you think Chris Gokhoff has performed at strong side linebacker? I think sensationally, Scott. He's been such a force to help this team with the run, with its run stopping. While it hasn't been perfect the last couple of weeks, it's been obviously much better since the last time they played the Ravens. 204 yards by Ray Rice. Yep, they're going to see that guy again Saturday. Won't get any easier at home. At Baltimore, for the Browns, I should say, playing on the road. But you know, Gokong, I think, is so comfortable at that position. It seems so natural for him, and he just puts himself, fills the hole the right way, goes to the right place. So instinctive, so smart, so intuitive. Jason asks, don't you think we need some outside running from Chris Obanaya as well as Peyton Hillis on Saturday? That was missing, Jason. Great point. That was missing from that Arizona game, the outside threat. Hillis, solid, strong, 99 yards, and but did his typical power up the middle thing. That's what he does. That's how he runs. But Obanaya is your guy that you would think is going to give you that perimeter speed and stretch things out, and you do need that. And I think this Ravens defense, you've got Ray Lewis playing only his second game back from that foot injury. Not the same player he's been at his prime, and he's certainly still working his way, working a lot of kinks out. I want to make that middle linebacker, that aging guy, move side to side, not just, you know, try to do some things up the middle, even though you do have to bring the hammer down, and then that would be wise to do with Hillis as much as possible. Derek, did you expect to see more from our tight ends this year? I did, Derek, absolutely. I expected a lot more production. I thought Evan Moore would blow it up this year. That's been, you know, certainly a surprise not to see that, and we'll have to see how that figures out. And the injuries don't help. Losing Ben Watson and had multiple concussions that he had, and then finally losing him for the year. Now they lose Alex. That's just, I don't want to say it was a cursed position, but it certainly didn't help things. Happy to see Dan Gronkowski get signed today, by the way. Former Lion, former Bronco, former Patriot. I've known the guy since he was a kid. Grew up in the neighborhood, went to high school with one of my daughters, and through school with one of my daughters. And so I've known him since he was a quarterback in high school. Tell you what, played at Maryland. You know, I'm not going to say he's going to be a sensational secret weapon or anything for the Browns, but it'll just be nice to see, for Browns reasons and personal reasons, to see what this guy can contribute at this stage. He's got a little bit of a veteran presence about him, so be nice to see. All right, thank yous. We want to thank Greg Little for coming aboard with us tonight. We also want to thank Al Bubba Baker, Matt Florjancic, Renee Harvey, Kristen Rebelli, Pat McKenna, and Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.